From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiabili reporting. North Korea's news agency confirms they ground-tested a new high-thrust rocket engine Sunday. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the test was successful and emphasized the international community will soon witness more. The test consisted of firing the rocket engine while it was held in place on the ground, not powering a missile. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. and China feel a sense of urgency about North Korea following Pyongyang's latest rocket launch. Concerns about North Korea and its increasingly threatening behavior dominated discussions during Tillerson's first trip to the region, which included stops in Japan, South Korea, and China, the final stop. The Trump administration is looking for a new way forward on the issue and clearly finding a way to work together with China on the regional flashpoint is key.
We've committed ourselves to do everything we can to prevent any type of conflict from breaking out. And we view there are a number of steps that we can take that are in front of us.
Before Tillerson arrived in Beijing, President Donald Trump criticized China for not doing enough. The U.S. Secret Service has heightened security efforts after a motorist drove a car up to the White House checkpoint and claimed to have a bomb. Officials say the driver was immediately arrested and that the vehicle was seized. It was not immediately clear whether there was a bomb in the car. President Trump was not in the White House. The incident happened just hours after the Secret Service apprehended a person who jumped over a bicycle rack outside the security perimeter of the White House. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the meeting of finance ministers of the G20 countries was a success despite the ministers not reaching agreement to fully oppose trade protectionism.
During our meetings over the last 2 days, we as a group reaffirmed our commitment to international economic and financial cooperation, a belief in sustainable growth in the world economies, our work to strengthen balanced trade. We discussed important exchange rate policies, the international financial architecture, and a desire for open capital markets.
Citing President Trump's commitment to American companies and workers, Mnuchin pushed back on and effectively admitted a ban on protectionism from the joint statement released at the end of the summit. Mnuchin did, however, say that the United States still believes in free trade. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited the southeastern U.S. state of Florida Saturday to drum up support for the Republican health care plan meant to replace the Affordable Care Act signed into law by former President Barack Obama. The vice president said the administration's America Health Care Act will change the way Americans buy health insurance.
We're going to give the American people the freedom to buy health insurance across state lines, the way you buy life insurance, the way you buy car insurance.
Although many members of his Republican Party have expressed their concerns about the plan, Pence was upbeat. Despite widespread reports to the contrary, Pence said the plan endorsed by President Trump would lower costs by increasing consumers' choices and create a dynamic marketplace. He urged dozens of supporters gathered to hear his speech to stand up and speak out. A man who attacked soldiers at Orly Airport in Paris carried a gasoline can, and according to testimony of soldiers who witnessed the attack, the assailant put his air gun to the head of a woman soldier and shouted to other soldiers, "Put down your guns, put your hands on your head, I'm here to die for Allah. In any case, there will be death."
On sait très bien que ça correspond à des mots d'ordre qui sont largement diffusés dans le cadre des organisations terroristes djihadistes. La seconde, c'est bien évidemment
The attacker was shot and killed by other soldiers. Moline said three people were being held in police custody. He said the attacker's choice of target and evidence that he had been radicalized justify launching a terrorism investigation. I am Jiabili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.